You are now listening to
Ah! Hey, everybody. We're back. We're back. We're live. It's Off the Rails time. I'm Samuel Pierman. Okay, Brody.
Hello.
Having a snack over there right now?
Is that a Cliff Bar?
It is.
Is it good?
That's some good stuff.
Well, we're back after a week.
One whole week.
Yeah, indeed. How's your guys' day going? How's your week going?
It was good.
I was dead for 5 days straight.
Oh, really? Yeah, you were sick.
I was.
You were sick on Monday, so you weren't able to...
Your body's weak.
Yeah. I'm going to say it was because I didn't get my flu shot this year.
Ooh, so you think you got the flu?
Maybe.
Did you go see a doctor?
No.
No?
Those are expensive.
That's a you problem, then.
That is a very me problem.
It's a massive you problem. Well, you missed out, Gabe. You weren't able to come on Monday to the IASB Awards. If you are unfamiliar, IASB, it's like...
International.
It's Indiana. Just Indiana.
Alligator.
Indiana. No.
Yeah. It's just all the high school Indiana TV and radio productions. They were doing the awards ceremony at Butler. So
I was really sad. I saw somebody post
you,
on their
you,
story.
You wouldn't have missed out on much, especially in the awards part. I'm going to be 100 emoji with you.
Did we win anything?
We got nothing.
Man.
We got nothing.
We were some hard workers, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah, home.
It's whatever, though. So,
that's kind of sad.
Hey, you missed out on getting to dress up, look fancy. I know I was looking absolutely spiffy.
Dapper. I dressed up today.
Brody was looking good.
Thank you.
Were you all in suits?
I didn't dress up in a suit, per se. I put on a white undershirt and then, like, a really nice dress shirt and then dress pants.
Kieran and I were in suits.
They were in suits.
He had a suit jacket, purple tie.
I thought it was a blue tie.
No, it was purple.
Were you wearing a red tie?
I was not wearing a tie.
Or a red undershirt?
I was wearing a red blazer.
Okay.
So, I want to get a red tie, though. I need to get a red tie for prom.
We can do that this weekend. I'll take you out, Pam.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Aww. I'm not paying
Call
for
it.
I'm making you pay.
You're making me pay? Aww.
And then I'll take you guys out to Chili's. I got a $50 gift card.
$50.
Hand that over.
50 buckaroos.
Hand me that. I love Chili's, man. Get their massive combo platter.
Dude. Nah, the only reason I would ever go to Chili's is for their chips.
After this, we're stealing it from them, okay?
Gotcha.
Thank you. All right.
You didn't hear that, Brody.
What's going on?
You're muted. Anyways. I'm kidding.
Does not turn off his headphones. We only
just didn't take out his headphones. Just, what's going on?
But, yeah, no. That's kind of my idea for the fit. It's going to be my prom fit. Going to be the red blazer, black undershirt, black pants, black shoes, and I want to find some, like...
You need to get some dunks with, like, black and then, like, red accents.
What I'm trying to find... Well,
actually, that would really be good.
What I want to find is
See? I'm such a good stylist.
What I want to find is some, like red steel clasps that I can put on my shoes. Because, like, there's already some... Okay, to give an idea, I got my foot up right now.
He threw his foot on the desk.
What are you, a gymnast?
Around the heel... No. So, around the base of the ankle, there's like two little metal clasps with a metal arch in the middle.
Mm. Right.
I want to find some like red ones on the two sides, so that there's the black metal piece in the middle and two red clasps on the outside, just to see if I can find those.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Just dunks.
Spray paint the little clasps. Like take them
Hear
off
me out.
And then just paint them red.
Spray paint it and then just throw it on there.
Spray paint my shoes.
No, you know what you need to do?
The little clasps.
No, make it more precise. Get red metallic paint, like that you put on like models.
Yeah.
Get it and just paint it. It's that simple.
Problem solved.
Go out.
And then you can get paint remover and just remove the paint.
That might actually like destroy the metal though.
Decimate my shoes.
Well, you have to take them off the shoes.
Don't you take them off the shoes?
Well, I mean,
if you have to get new ones, you just have to take it off the shoe anyway.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Repaint them for every occasion.
But the main thing that I want to look for is like either a deep purple bow tie or a crimson tie.
Crimson.
Crimson Tide? Roll Tide? Roll Tide?
No, not Roll Tide.
I thought we were talking about the Crimson from Terraria.
What?
You know, the scary...
We're all in different wavelengths right now.
Welcome to Off the Rails.
Hello.
You don't need to say hello, Gabe. You've been here for a while.
I have?
You have.
Yeah.
I just moved in.
You did? Yeah. Sure.
You think if we all got an apartment together, we'd end up fighting and like...
Oh, 100%.
Eventually. How many raccoons do you think we could like hide in our bathroom without each other knowing?
That's not my first issue.
Like none. Per person. None?
My first question is...
Them things are loud, buddy. Yeah. You ever seen one?
They chatter. No. They are very
chattery. I had one live under my steps at one point.
Did he talk to you?
No, but he would... And like scratch at it and like just...
That is exactly what raccoons sound like.
He's like panhandling you when you're trying to walk out your front door.
They call them trash pandas for a reason, because they are trash.
They're garbage.
They're scum.
They're one of two categories, I feel like.
I've been training
they're
a raccoon
either,
on me.
They're either really cool pests or really annoying pests. They're either something you go like, oh, look at the raccoon, or something that's like...
Either you're a glass half full kind of person or a glass half empty kind of person.
Well,
me personally... I don't like raccoons. Raccoons are not for me.
They
per
have
se.
Opposable thumbs.
Well, one got into a fight with my dog.
I don't
my
care
dog
that they
won.
Got thumbs.
Well, yeah.
Like they're jerks.
I don't want rabies.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you give them a rabies shot. You encourage.
Yeah,
them
let's just
to
hold down
clean.
This poor raccoon and just put a shot right into its neck.
Yep.
That's not gonna scar
Isn't
it for
that
life.
What they do to us. When we have rabies,
when we have rabies,
start foaming at the mouth.
When we have rabies, we have to hope we survive.
And
isn't it like lethal?
It's very
okay.
Like there's
yes.
Well, there's like three stages to it, and it's early.
I don't
stage,
know.
You can,
I just don't want it.
I'm pretty sure in like the early stages, you can like get some antibiotics and treat it, but like once you're past the second stage, it's like bad. You're not surviving.
There's no solving rabies.
Yeah, rabies is weird. It's a weird disease. I don't want it.
So don't ever.
So spoiler, make sure you don't have rabies.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't touch raccoons.
Yeah. Do
or
not
make sure
wild
they don't
raccoons.
Have rabies.
Just don't touch raccoons. Period.
Don't go out into the woods
unless they're nice.
I wouldn't say that. Just don't touch animals you're not supposed to.
What if they lived
in
a gingerbread house?
I didn't even get to finish my bit.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say just don't go outside, and I was like,
no.
Just play Fortnite for the rest of your life.
Yeah, just become a recluse.
The Fortnite servers are back up.
Turn into a hermit, sit in a box the rest of your life.
I played Fortnite.
Congratulations, Gabe.
That was Sunday's activity.
Good job, Gabe. Here's your medal.
Thank you.
Here's your victory royale.
Woohoo. I did not get a victory royale.
Speaking of victories, you guys hear about Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight?
I did.
That's going to be happening.
Isn't it supposed to be a 2v1?
What?
They're
no.
scared of an old man.
It's a 1v1.
Okay.
It's a 1v1. It's a boxing match.
Now, I do not...
We're not in the WWE.
Yeah. I don't usually talk about fights much. I don't think Jake Paul is walking out of there alive. It's Mike Tyson.
He's a big guy.
He is. Yeah.
He's a big dude.
Like, have you seen his training? Even though that he's, like, almost 60.
His current training. He's still insane.
He could...
But...
Jake, do you think he could, like, destroy
I don't know
a Volkswagen?
I think it'll be a lot closer than people think it'll be just because he's 50. The conditioning is... If he wants to be fight ready... I think the last time he fought was 2011.
Mm.
If he wants to be fight ready conditioned for it to go all of the rounds, like, all three rounds... If Jake Paul can last throughout the fight, I think he can win. But...
Through at least the first two.
Yeah. Right. It depends on if Mike Tyson comes in and he's trained like he was in 2011 and he's like super, super conditioned, ready to go all three rounds, you know, not going to stop, Mike Tyson's going to win.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't come in conditioned quite right, I think Jake Paul has a chance.
You're giving Jake a little too much credit. I'm going to be honest. I think you're...
I wouldn't say too much, but I'm saying he's fought real boxers.
Yeah.
But again, strong. This is Mike Tyson.
This is Mike Tyson.
It's a very different level, but we'll see. And if he does win, I don't want to hear the rigged allegations. I don't.
It would be funny.
It would be funny. Because, like, either way,
I feel like Jake Paul loses in this scenario.
It's just a losing fight. Because, like, if he wins the fight,
they're just going to say it was
rigged. They're going to say, you're fighting against an old man. You've lost. If Mike Tyson wins, Jake Paul is dead.
They're going to laugh at him.
You challenged Mike Tyson.
Right.
Mr. Mike himself.
Dude, publicity stunts are, like, crazy.
Insane. First, we got Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. Now we got Jake Paul going against...
2024 scriptwriters are going insane right now.
Oh, my gosh, man. The patch notes for Earth this year are insane.
No, I don't like this season.
Mike Tyson unvaulted from boxing
unvaulted
matches.
He's getting buffed.
Brought him back once. The only limited rerun.
Dude, oh my gosh. I'm going to watch that fight.
Isn't it pay-per-view?
Maybe.
I think what is it?
What's it streaming on? Is it being streamed?
I think they're just going to hand out flip books of the fight.
Flip books?
I think they're just going to do it. I think they're going to do it telegraph.
Oh, so like...
You're going to use Morse code to try and like...
Just tell you how the fight's going on.
Can we live like broadcast the fight dub over?
Dub over of the fight? That'd be an interesting project.
Can we go play-by-play?
Let's do a boxing play-by-play. I haven't watched enough boxing to know how boxing...
Do we have wrestling here?
Yes.
But we don't do play-by-play for boxing.
Listen, I'm just saying... Ben Davis is known best for their sports broadcasting. We could bring the idea up. We can definitely put that on a shelf somewhere.
Oh, our clock behind you is still off by an hour.
Yeah, if you didn't know, everybody, if Daylight at this point you should have set your clocks forward an hour, because...
Unless you have Apple, and it's already set forward.
All phones.
They should, if they're connected to the internet.
Unless you have a flip phone back from... 2005.
I love those.
I love them too. I want one so bad.
Guys, they're coming back in style.
Flip phones are back in style.
But now they're smart flip phones.
Yeah, they're not the same. Like with old flip phones, you could do like the sassy flip out.
I feel like
to answer.
If somebody typed me a really long message on a flip phone, I would not respond.
What?
Because do you know how old flip phones were?
Yeah.
To type B. You had to press the one key 2 times.
Okay. Some flip phones were like that. Some actually flipped open to have a keyboard as well.
Well, I know they flipped down, and you could, like...
At that point, you just call people. Believe it or not, Brody, that's how people used to talk all the time. They called?
I don't believe it.
I had a flip phone once.
My mom had a flip phone. I broke it. I forgot how I did it. I don't know how I did it, but, like, the main screen got cracked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did something to it. I don't remember if I did. Not certain, but I know one thing's for certain. It was broken. So
try and put it back together by dipping it in water. A
lot of certainties in there.
A lot of certainties. A lot of uncertain certainties.
Right.
Did you know that there's a crazy difference between electronics and stuff that's electrical?
Yeah.
Electronics are like this.
Yeah, like your phone.
But lights are electrical.
Yeah, you could dip them in water, take them out, let them dry, plug them back in. They still work.
Did your phone know that? That there's no difference between wireless and wired earbuds. Do you know why?
What?
Why?
When you break it open, look inside, wires.
Oh my gosh.
They both have wires.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just thought they were little, like, magic gnomes talking to my ears, telling me the things that I want to hear.
So, we got gnomes in headphones now?
Yeah.
They're giving you an accurate representation of what the sound is supposed to be like.
Be scared.
Be scared?
He pulled his gnomes out.
Yeah, be scared.
Everybody's pulling their gnomes out. Guys, I don't like this.
The earbud gnomes.
Your untrained gnomes are no good for me.
So?
Talking to my gnome lawyer about this.
Your gnome lawyer?
Yeah. His name's Stewie.
Stewie?
Not to be confused with Stewie Griffin.
Yeah, why is... So is your... So,
because he could make a really good stew.
But, like, is he British?
No.
Ah.
He makes a good stew. Do you, like, go over to his house on the weekends?
No, he lives in my house.
He lives in your house? Your lawyer lives?
He lives downstairs.
Why does your lawyer live in your house?
It's because I need him all the time.
And he makes you stew? Wait, why do you need your lawyer all the time?
He's also my personal chef.
Uh-huh.
He's invited to family gatherings, but he never comes.
could you just imagine, like, calling up your insurance provider and be like, hey, I know you guys have been with me throughout thick and thin. I was just wondering if you would like to come out to the potluck. We're having a massive group meeting, a lot of food.
Group meeting?
No. I can actually imagine
family
that.
Meeting.
Yeah.
Family gathering.
Family gathering.
That's what I meant to say, but
No, we're just having a group meeting with my family. It's gonna be a
a team huddle.
Yeah.
My dad has had to talk to the insurance agent 3 times since I started driving.
That's rough.
3. It's not fun.
Gabe, my dad has had to talk to them twice. One was not my fault.
Well, one was not my fault either. But the
other
two
I'm saying like one was my dad's fault.
Oh, what did he do?
He backed into a swamp.
Ooh. Yeah, straight into a swamp with his Ford F-150. Lifted it out with his bare hands. There's your dad lore for the day.
Like Yoda?
Just like...
Yeah. No, not the Force.
Nah,
his
like,
bare hands.
Just like...
Dragged it out of the swamp.
Halo CE just flipping over a warthog.
Right.
That was a nightmare, dude.
There's my dad lore for the day.
Dad lore for the day. Brody's father can...
lift...
We're gonna make
tons.
Some dad lore for us all.
Us all?
Yeah.
This is our dad lore. We had a podcast.
We sat there talking on the radio back in the day.
No, I'm just going to say, I had a podcast.
Yeah?
Go listen to it.
Yeah.
Buddy.
It's going to be archived.
Yeah. It's going to come up to
it's
me.
Gonna, it's going to be on a dusty old computer.
I still
you
need
to
make a CD.
Boot up.
Put it on a floppy
Windows,
disk.
Windows 24.
You're like outdating the outdated media.
Okay, well, hey, radio's not outdated.
Radio's not outdated.
Radio's
floppy
everywhere.
Disk?
Yeah. What about, they're cool.
It's going to be the same. When we're old,
slap someone with a
Windows 24, is it 24? Is that the latest?
I thought it was Windows 11.
Windows 11 is going to be like Windows 98 for them.
I like this idea.
90. I'm just saying, like, when we're super old, Windows 11 is going to be 98 Windows to us.
I'm going to be nice and youthful in my 90s. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to be texting
my kids.
I'm going
to be in a computer chip.
You're gonna
living out my dreams.
I'm gonna get
beachside. Upload is gonna be real. If you haven't seen that show, it's okay.
I don't know what he just said.
I don't know. You guys are talking over each other. It's hard to discern who's conversing. You guys gotta take turns.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Why? I just made a joke. You can continue talking.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yay.
I lost. He gets speaking.
I was gonna say
yep, Gabe lost. So Brody, what do you want to talk about now?
What? I don't have a
come on,
hit the gong.
Subject.
Oh, all right, Lord. What's the subject now, Brody? Come on. You won the competition.
We're eagerly awaiting.
So, come on.
Wolves.
Oh, no.
Dogs. Dogs and animals yesterday. So I moved my cat to my dad's house recently.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom had a cat. And then it was like, I don't think she could control her bladder anymore or just didn't want to. So I moved her to my dad's. And my dad has kept her in the garage. We took her outside for the first time. She was freaking out.
She have like a harness on?
She has an air tag.
Okay. Well, that sure does work. You know where your cat is.
I sure do. I could look her up. Let's see where she is right now.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I just realized something. Brody. Bless you. You said that you were switching up the conversation to dogs, and then you started talking about cats.
I said animals.
He knows what he's doing.
Does he?
We're going to end up full circle eventually.
Does he know?
Kitty.
That kitty is at a house.
It's my house.
His house.
Wow.
He knows where his cat is.
Wow.
My dad.
Who'd have guessed?
My father. And his fedora.
And his fedora?
Yeah, he's got a little fedora.
Your cat has a fedora?
Because my dad owns a fedora.
Your cat?
How many
fedoras
do you own?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any.
I don't own one,
we gotta
personally.
Hey, man, we're holding you back a year and getting you a fedora.
I am not.
You need to wear it to your...
graduation.
To your prom.
I am not doing that.
I would not wear a fedora to my prom.
Unless...
Pearman, if you rocked a fedora with confidence, I think you could pull it off.
The thing is, you gotta have the right look.
You have the right look, Pearman.
If you take your shirt off, you have these ripped muscles.
Right.
I am not taking my shirt off at prom.
You should go to the beach in a fedora.
Go to the beach in a fedora.
Surf the waves.
Surf the waves in a fedora.
Yes.
Sounds you won't lose
so
it.
Much fun.
Maybe a shark will take it. Wear it.
A shark wearing a fedora. That is...
I want a shark in a fedora.
Why?
Museum exhibit. Hey.
A museum exhibit of just animals in hats.
Yeah.
That's got to be something, right?
I could...
I feel like
there's no way.
That's got to be a thing somewhere.
No. If it is, I'm going to... I've lost all faith in humanity.
Calling up museums, asking them if they have animals in fedoras?
No, just hats in general.
Perry the Platypus.
So, like, could you imagine calling him, hey, you got a walrus wearing the Doug Dimmadome hat? I'm just out of curiosity.
He's a very tall fellow.
Very
looking distinguished.
Very tall hat. I want that hat, man.
You want it?
Yeah.
You're compensating for something.
It's the Doug Dimmadome hat. It goes on for miles and miles.
You need a sunroof.
I need a sunroof?
So we can go out your car.
I could just stick my head out the window.
You could.
Block.
I don't recommend it.
Keep people from passing me on the left.
I have a story.
Uh-oh.
Story time with Brody.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on a second. Let me
start speaking.
Unspecified place of work is what we're going to call this.
Okay.
My unspecified place of work. This is the idol.
Did you get
accidentally
laid off?
Spit $267,000.
How do you accidentally spend $267? Wait, did you say $267?
$200,000.
Oh.
$67.
Oh, goodness. That's a lot of money.
We did an accident?
Let us look at this receipt
How
real
do
quick.
You oopsie that bad?
That is a great... I will explain. Here's
okay,
the receipt.
Okay, I'm curious. All right. Let's
Here's
inspect
your receipt.
This receipt and see what was spent... A lot of that's a
just
oh my goodness. Nah, yeah, let me explain this to y'all. Oh my goodness.
Don't specify the food, but 99 of a lot of the same thing.
Yeah.
999
on
a lot.
All of it is pizza. Oh, it's all just different pizzas. 999 of every pizza known to man. Oh,
we
that receipt, there's $0 on the tax. Oh, it wasn't even taxed. Oh, the government's not going to be very happy about that one.
It was
$276,513 and 21 cents. Before tax.
Like a
payment on a car
right
there. I
think it came out to around $300,000 with tax.
Who on this planet... is buying this much pizza.
I will explain. Just give it a kill.
You'll
let
explain,
him see this.
Yeah,
let him see
you
the
take
let
a,
him see
You take
the
a look at it.
Take a little
just
look-see.
Look at the numbers. I don't even say anything. Just take a look at the numbers. It is all just pizza.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. How do you spend that? How do you... What?
I am a manager at said establishment, okay? And basically, this... One employee was really bored. We were really slow that night, like super slow.
Uh-huh.
And there's a... So just as we can get calls on here, we can get calls at the shop.
Right.
Yeah.
At my place of employment. And we can put it in as a phone order and then send it back to make. But it won't pay for it until you... It will say it's unpaid for until it gets there. So this employee of mine was really bored and basically just was like, you know what? Let's see the biggest order I can come up with.
Oh, my God.
So he just got every pizza?
He added every pizza on the menu 999 times.
Ouch.
And then when he went to cancel it, he accidentally pressed send back to make.
Oh,
it crashed
no.
our computer. When the computer crashed, it read it as it was paid for. So technically, it got paid for with zero money given.
Oh my gosh!
So the store looked like we had made $276,000.
It looked like you're laundering money.
It looks like we pulled a scam, we had to call my boss, my district manager, because we don't have a GM. My district manager and was like, hey.
Hey, boss.
It was definitely I didn't call him because I had the employee call him because I was like, I'm not dealing with this right now. I can't
call him up. Just, how you been?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I sat on the phone with IT for a while.
Oh my god.
The guy got to keep his job somehow.
Yeah.
He did get to keep his job. Thank God. I really like the guy.
We all make mistakes.
He's my work best friend. Like, he really is hilarious. He was just bored. He was freaked. I think he was freaking out.
The phone call with the boss. Just, hey man, how's life going for you? How's it going? Okay, good. Hey, I might have done something.
Oopsie.
See, you know, we recently had an order for a lot of pizza. Which was not my fault, by the way. Okay.
This would have been my conversation, probably.
It comes out to,
$276,000. What?
What?
Now I know you sound upset, boss. Boss, I know you sound upset. Quit screaming at me like that, boss.
He didn't scream. My DM didn't scream.
Oh, I'd probably be screaming. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you didn't make any pizza. You didn't lose anything. It's just a weird number issue.
It is. We didn't lose any pizza. We didn't lose any money. We didn't lose anything. Everything is fine now. So, I got a text like a day ago being like, hey, I didn't lose my job.
So everything is cleared up.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Everything's fine now. It was just a very, very, like, in the moment, I was stressed out because I was like, am I going to get in trouble? Am I going to lose my job?
See, but now you're fine.
Now I'm fine. Now I get to go into work today and do nothing.
Do it again.
You get to do it again.
Do it all over again. I'm just gonna put it up. Double it up. Double or nothing. Put another $200,000 in.
See if you can get to $500,000. Come on, keep going. Okay, you were just halfway.
It was fun.
It was a fun experience.
Great,
dude.
So that was my Monday.
That was your Monday. That means
that was my Monday
after the IASB awards.
Yeah, that was the night after the ISP.
Oh my goodness, man!
Had a long day, had an even longer night.
Had a long day, no winning, no awards. Went home,
and then
went straight. I didn't even go home. I just went straight to work.
Wow.
So I live like 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
Work starts at 4. Get out at 2:30. Not really a point to go home.
I wanted to ask and see if we could just drive ourselves to Butler, so we could drive ourselves home. Because it would have taken me a really, really long time to get back to the school and then to get home. And then
you went to school? We didn't have to go to school after that.
Well, yeah. It was like 2-something, but I have to go pick up my sibling, right?
Well, what I want to ask is, do you know that you are listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis?
Is that on the dot?
Yeah.
Almost.
He was right there. I'm sorry. I kind of went over.
You're listening to Off the Rails?
We are off our rails right now.
Indeed.
Currently in the bushes.
Episode name. $200,000 mistake. The $200,000 mistake.
There Make it is. Like a clickbait episode.
Yeah. It's not clickbait. It was a mistake.
Clickbait-y.
It is kind of.
Midway through the episode.
I bankrupt my company.
I bankrupted this company. Now it is shut down forever.
No.
I'm going to call McDonald's and order like 6 chicken nugget.
Good on you. I don't. Okay.
Like a 6-piece or just 6 orders?
Just a 6-piece.
Okay.
Never pick it up. Never actually
good,
go.
Good to know, Gabe. That's it.
Did McDonald's even do call heads?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they do.
They have a mobile app.
Everywhere.
You already know I got that on my phone.
Gabe,
them everywhere. Rewards, top notch.
Everywhere has a mobile app.
Whoa, okay. Hold on. Let me go through the list of every...
Well, we don't need to go through the list of all of them. We just know that there's a lot. Just give me a number of how many you have.
Wait, hold on. I have to put it in the right folder.
It's in the right folder. You have a folder?
I have a folder of every fast food place ever.
Oh, let's see your folder. Let's see how many you have.
I have Domino's, McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
18.
So you have 2. You have 18?
Yeah. 18? I don't know why I have Steak and Shake.
Okay.
Steak and Shake is good. What are you talking about?
I have the Steak and Shake app, though, but I don't have an
good.
Account. DoorDash.
Steak and Shake, top notch. S-tier food, in my opinion.
We're not.
Swinson's?
Gabe, I don't think we need to go through every single fast food app. We know that.
Let him play out his fantasy.
It's. What?
Taco Bell is number 3.
Okay.
Behind Sonic and Dairy Queen.
All right. We're just going through Gabe's apps, I guess.
Duncan. Wendy.
I don't. Gabe. I don't mean to be rude. I don't really care.
Wimby.
What about
Wimby?
Frosty. I got Arby's in there too. Starbucks. Panda Express.
Stop.
Okay.
Just calling a timeout.
I'm calling a timeout on you. All right. You need to stop talking about food because you're making me hungry.
Okay? I'm eating an apple right now. You can't tell, but I'm eating it.
You took like one bite out of it.
That's at least three bites right there. Hold on, I'll give you another.
We didn't need it. Okay.
Okay, hear it snap, crackle, and pop.
That definitely picked up.
I hope so.
Okay. Well.
Well, you got anything to tell me? You got anything as exciting as the $276,000 order of steak?
No.
I don't think that's ever going
to
be beat.
I don't think I can top that today. I'm not going to lie. Wow. That actually like caught me way off guard.
I was there till like 11:30. We closed at 10.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Because I had to close the store after that.
So you like didn't get home until midnight?
Probably.
Wow.
Around then.
That's had to have sucked. Oof.
Hee hee.
Well, next time you.
You know
go
what I was
in.
Doing though? I was jamming out. When everybody left and went home, I was like, put a speaker up there. Well, played some of my playlists. You know.
Well, the next time you go
Pink
in,
and White by Frank Ocean.
Brody, I cannot tell when you stop talking. I'm going to be honest. You take too many pauses between the middle of your sentence.
It's like an accent.
It is. It kind of. Not really.
Well, it.
My cadence is weird.
Yeah. Because, like, you're talking to me, and then you start talking again, and then you start talking again. And
Isn't
they start
great?
Talking again.
Don't be mean to him.
I'm not being mean. It just catches me off guard because
I like the way he talks.
I have to think about what I say before I say it or I'm going to say something dumb. And when I say something dumb, I get really upset.
Did you forget what kind of show this is?
Did you forget that
I think I scratched my glasses.
See? Exactly. Just say stuff like that.
I'm seeing a little glare. Maybe that's just a light in my glasses.
Well, maybe if you had contacts, you wouldn't
Also, it might
that.
Be your hair.
I'm going to take your contacts out and eat them.
There's light coming in this way.
There it is.
It could be your
Why
hair.
Why do they have the lights on in there?
Because...
Who cares?
People have to stop working, turn all the lights off, and just take a nap.
What?
No.
Can we get a national holiday today? Can I just go home and take a nap? I'm not feeling great.
We should
great.
Just do a dedicated class to napping.
Have a in the middle of office hours, just
I think
like...
it's called a study hall.
Middle of office hours, just have a nap time.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, you're working at your 9-to-5, you're sitting at your desk, you're getting tired, you're getting sleepy, all lights go off, you hear...
Over the PA system?
Over the PA, it is now bedtime. And you just lay down, take a nap for 20 minutes.
Turn from everyone, nap time. Yep. Get your little ziplocks out and start sleeping.
You're doing it wrong, Gabe. You gotta put your mouth... You gotta put it over the microphone.
Well, you know you're not gonna hear them.
Well, yeah. It is now nap time. Go to sleep. Like, that would just be amazing.
Nap encourage time. Everyone to take... Like, back in kindergarten, we had nap time, but I wouldn't take a nap. I'd just sit there and eat paper.
I don't think we had a nap time in kindergarten. I'm gonna be honest. In kindergarten, I think I just, like, ate Play-Doh.
Yeah. And crowns.
And crowns. Well, I didn't eat crayons.
My paper wasn't doing too hot.
Paper and erasers was my shtick back then, let me tell you. Ooh.
Ooh.
Amazing snack. What about you, Gabe?
I think I snacked on a wood chip once.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about you, Brody?
So, I would start out with the eraser, and then the eraser would be gone, and then I would move to the metal part of the eraser and chew that until my teeth hurt. And there you go. That's what I did.
That's a good one, though.
It's pretty okay.
Maybe
I mean,
snack.
Chewing on the metal part of an eraser.
What about the wood?
Yeah, you ever just chew on a pencil?
Did you ever split through
you
the
pencil?
You
know what I did do? You know what I still do to this day is I snap off the clip part of mechanical.
Oh, everyone does.
And then I chew it.
You chew it? Okay, never mind. I'm going to take it another step back. I took a step forward, and then I'm taking a step back.
It's like a toothpick.
It's like a toothpick. And then
kind of.
And then it then I mold it to my teeth, and it just sits there.
Mmm. Yummy.
No. Yeah. But it is ADHD fulfilling.
It is.
It fulfills my ADHD, and I have a good time.
I don't chew the plastic. I just break it off and throw it at people. No. Like, you don't do that?
No.
Just break off the end of your pencil and then look over at your buddy next to you and just be like, hey.
Some days I wonder how people didn't know there was something wrong with me back in kindergarten.
Real?
Yeah.
Why? What could you have done in kindergarten?
I did not sit still.
Yeah, so my card was on red most days.
Yeah, I was in trouble almost every day.
I was
high five you for that one.
Yeah,
ADHD for the win,
dude. I was scared to get my card.
I mean, I was too.
Did you guys ever have like the little, little clips?
Yeah,
yes. You move your clip up or down depending on whether you.
I was never on green.
You were never on.
It was like one every like couple weeks.
Dude, I tried
one time. I got on yellow. Which is like the highest one for gold. Us. It was gold. Sorry, gold. And I got that day, and I was so proud of myself. So proud of myself. I was like, I went home. I was like, Mom, I got gold today.
Yeah.
She was so proud of me.
Dude, we only ever went from three different scalings, I think. It was green, yellow, and red. Red is bad. Yellow is mediocre. Green is good. One time I had to move it to the yellow, I cried. I was so upset.
I got grounded every time I had a bad day at school. So I was like...
You got grounded majority of your childhood?
Yeah.
I would... Like, and if I'm a parent, I feel like I wouldn't care about that until like second or third grade.
I was still doing really bad in second and third grade.
Me too, but like that's when my parents started to care.
I touched a like black marker to the carpet, and the carpet was black.
Mm-hmm.
And some kid snitched on me, and I had to go write a apology note to the custodian and hand it to him at lunch.
I punched a kid at kinder on the playground.
I wailed on a kid with a metal lunchbox.
I didn't mean to. Now, your situation is a little different.
I think he said something about my mom.
Hmm? I don't know.
Listen, I don't think I would. It's not like saying it, but I didn't know what it meant, and I gave the middle teacher in kindergarten.
Wow.
I got in trouble for that, too.
I didn't know what it meant.
Nah. I didn't either. My parents never taught me all the bad words.
No, but it wasn't even my parents. One of my friends did it to, like, me. And then I just went...
Then you did it, too.
Around the room, just like this.
Yeah, then you learn. You live and you learn. But
dude, I missed out on Fun Friday because I read the F word on a slide. I was really, really sad, too, because I didn't know what it meant.
Oh, dude.
But why? Like, what does it mean?
First grade, third grade.
Listen, nah, my situation was weird. So, like, I'm on the playground, right?
Right.
I'm playing on the slides. I'm going up and down the slide. And this kid comes up to me. And he's like, yeah, you want to get on the slide? So we do. We hop on the slide. We're going down. And he smacks me in the side of the face with his glove. Now, this is, like, during, like, fall, winter. So it's the really, like, rough side of, like, the...
Puffy gloves.
Not the puffy glove. It's the straps? They're like Velcro.
Velcro.
The Velcro strap, and I get hit with like the weird hooked part of it, and it really hurt. And dude didn't apologize or anything. Now this is like third grade, so really no one, I don't care anymore. But what still makes me mad is I start to go down. I put my hands up in the air because I'm excited. I'm going down the slide. And I clock him in the side of the head on accident. Just full on, bam! And he tells on me. And I get in trouble. And I got to sit in detention during lunch. I was so upset.
I'd still be pressed. Honestly, I'm still mad about the kid that told on me for playing with water when I was drying off my shirt in third grade.
What?
Yeah. I was in the bathroom, and I accidentally got water on my shirt, and we had, like, the blow dryers. So I held my shirt up to the blow dryer, and I'm just trying to dry it off because I'm like, I'm a little kid. I don't know any better. This kid walks in, and then he walks out, tells the teacher that I was playing in the bathroom. And then I get, like, a stern talking to, and I know this kid went and, like, told on me. And I'm like, I personally hate you.
I have a grudge against you now.
I still do.
Forever.
I know his name. He had an older brother that was, like, friends with a bunch of people that I used to be friends with, and it was, ugh.
Yeah, I got in trouble for going to the bathroom and just playing with the soap in the sink. I would just be blowing bubbles the entire time. Like, I was in there for a solid, like, 20 minutes trying to figure out how to make a massive bubble. My teacher comes down and is like, Samuel, get back to class. I'm just like, aww.
I mean, bubble time in the school bathroom.
Exactly. You make bubbles, and it's
You can't blame a kid for playing, though. Like,
yeah, it's just one of those things.
Sitting there with their overactive imagination, just hanging out in the bathroom. It's not a bad thing, as long as they're not, like, dying on the toilet.
Yeah.
It's a chronic experience for me.
Yeah.
My that tiny happens tummy. Often.
When you start to... when you get really desperate, you go to the bathroom, and you have to sit on the toilet.
Yeah.
In school.
I was a kid that had to do that, and I was not happy.
Hmm. Desperate times do call for desperate measures.
And then, like, you hear the kids walk in, and you're like, uh-oh.
There's no fan going on. Yeah, what so do it's I just do? You and... I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You're sitting there breathing, and you're like, Am I breathing too loud? We're done.
We're done, Gabe. You're done. Yeah, Dan. We're done. It's 8:14. We're out of time. This is a terrible note to end on.
He's sending me to jail.
I'm muting you, Gabe, personally.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us for another astounding episode of Off the Rails. We've covered a lot of good stuff today, from frauds and scams.
It was not a fraud.
It kind of was.
It was a mistake that was fixed.
Gabe eating apples.
I'm still eating that apple.
He's still eating that apple. Thank you all for joining us and me with my playground experience
Goodbye.
Punching people.
I am your neighbor.
Have a good one, everybody.